Now, grace is one of those topics that that is benefited and is warranted to come back to this daily reading. It's something that we feel like we grasp and we feel like we can wrap our minds around, at least intellectually, but yet it is something that is necessary to be repeated on a daily basis. Why is that? What is it that we lose in this aspect of understanding grace that we are benefiting from these daily readings?
Well, I think the great part about the daily reading format, the devotional format, especially a very short one like this, is that it takes paragraphs and thoughts that in a longer chapter you would often skim over. And what I wanted to do was, okay, let's make this bite-sized chunks where every day says something really worthy. But if this paragraph was in a chapter, it just might be entirely missed. You know, I do this. I read a lot. And there are certain chapters that contain, maybe it's a long chapter, and I write big books, medium-sized books, and small books. And so if you're reading one of my big books, like my big book on heaven or happiness or if God is good on the problem of evil and suffering or money, possessions, and eternity or something like that, then I realize that, okay, I've got these chapters where in this big book, I've just said something extremely important, but what are the chances that somebody's really poring over and grappling with this particular paragraph? You hope that's the case. But in the smaller format, then it's like, okay, well, if you're on day 83, and it's just, I happen to be open to day 83, and I'm looking at it, and it's just one paragraph. Well, you know that if you read that paragraph and you didn't really, you know, your mind really wasn't on it. Now, what did he say? Well, you just reread that paragraph because I wouldn't have put it in if I wasn't convinced, you know, it was worthy to be read and to be contemplated. And because it's got the scripture passage and the great quote from somebody, and then it's got my paragraph or two in there, then I feel like, okay, this is something that really kind of can command the attention, and you can read it and reread it and really get, by God's grace and the ministry of His Holy Spirit, really understand what Scripture is saying.